Whenever you hear the song Waka Africa by Manu Dibango, then it's time for African Perspectives. Welcome to African Perspectives, the show dedicated to the music of and issues about the African continent and Africans in Georgia and the entire Southeast. I am your host, Akinlo Yojo. As they say in Pokot language, among the Pokot people of Western Kenya and Eastern Uganda, Karibu Kao. Welcome to African Perspectives, our precious time together to add value to the idea of the mother continent through music and words. Even in the ongoing pandemic era, it is still a wonderful delight to be with you again for a weekly gathering and celebration of Africans and the African continent. As we move deeper into December, the end of the year, we proceed with our show's anniversary. Since November 1997, we've been gathering for African Perspectives, the show that we've worked together to make into a great hour of African celebration on WUGA. We thank you for all the support. And as we declared 6 weeks ago, it is anniversary season on African Perspectives. It is with great humility that we welcome all of our listeners to the celebration of 24 years of African Perspectives on WUGA. And as we continue our celebration commemoration today, we are excited to declare that today's show is about you, our dear listeners. It is our fourth and final listeners' appreciation show for the year. We cannot forget our quarterly celebration of you, our listeners. We send you best regards, and we wish all of the wonderful people who have continued to tune in and show appreciation to our show of music and commentaries that we're able to bring you each week all the best. Therefore, here is Nigeria's Fatai Rolling Dollar of blessed memories with Awure Banza, singing about the awesome blessings due to all of us and to the African continent at the end of the year. Enjoy. You're listening to African Perspectives on Athens Public Radio Station, WUGA. It is our fourth and final Listeners' Appreciation Show of the year. It is coming to you in the month of December. That was Nigeria's Fatai Rolling Dollar with Awure Banza as he wishes awesome blessings on all of our listeners. God knows that we all need awesome blessings mixed with love and peace in our world today. We need love to overwhelm the world. We, more importantly, need lots of love to help our fellow citizens of the world as we all struggle with the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Earlier this year, during our second Listeners' Appreciation Show at the end of the fourth quarter, we were talking about nearly 1 million people infected with COVID-19 virus. Currently, the total number of worldwide infection is over 65 million, with nearly 2 million people dead. We are, however, encouraged by the good news coming from the various efforts at the development of vaccines. Let us pray for continued success with all these vaccines and their distribution around the world. We on African Perspectives hope that the majority of the people in this country will accept the vaccines as soon as they become available. The gratitude of the world goes to the wonderful researchers and scientists, as well as the extraordinary collaboration around the world that has given us breakthroughs in the fight against the virus. Even with the development of these various vaccines, we believe it is still important for all of us to continue observing social distancing rules and wearing masks in the meantime. We must all continue to take all the necessary precautions to ensure our healthy living, especially with the cold weather and flu season now abound. We must do our best to stay healthy and alive. If anyone needs a reminder, the worldwide numbers should be worrisome enough. With the assurance now that all of our listeners are doing their best and hopefully following all the guidelines from the health officials to combat the spread of COVID-19, let us continue with today's show. All praises to the Almighty, as it appears that the end is in sight with the crisis in the Tigray region of Ethiopia. In addition to some of the leaders of the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front, the TPLF, surrendering to the federal forces, the United Nations has reached agreement with Ethiopian authorities to gain humanitarian access to refugees in need of urgent assistance in the areas of the embattled Tigray region. This is presently being controlled by Ethiopian forces. This breakthrough comes as refugees trapped in the Tigray region have run out of food and other basics, according to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, the UNHCR. Although Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said fighting in the Tigray region, especially in the capital, Mekelle, has ended, the conflict appears to still be continuing in several parts of the region. International calls for an end of the fighting has unfortunately gone unheard.
Solo moto maluco, o di palo pulando.
Meanwhile, two nations over in Uganda, the police is expressing unusual regret for the use of live ammunition in their response to protests at the rally of the opposition presidential candidate Bobi Wine. The Ugandan police, through its operation director Edmund Ochum, has apologized to the nation for the shooting death of more than 50 people during the recent protest against the arrest of presidential candidate Robert Kyagulanyi, also known as Singer Bobi Wine. The arrest in the Lunga district on November 18 sparked protests across several towns in the country. And on Friday, December 4th, 2020, another presidential hopeful from the Forum for Democratic Change, Patrick Amuriat, was arrested while on his campaign trail to Rubirisi, Betwenju, and Beshenyi. Police official Mashia Tusulimi said that Amuriat defied earlier orders not to enter the central business district. It is now apparent that Mzee Yoweri Museveni will no longer tolerate opposition in his continued effort for re-election in Uganda. If you can remember well, President Museveni has been president of Uganda since 1986 when he overthrew the then government of Milton Obote after waging a five-year guerrilla war. We pray and hope for peace and change in Uganda. May God save the people of Uganda from the excessive power grab of their leader. Amen. This is our final Listener's Appreciation Show for the year on African Perspectives. Each quarter, we devote a show to you, our listeners, to thank you for your continued support of the show. This year marks 24 years that we've been coming together periodically to focus on Africa and to share some of our wonderful elements of our shared African heritage. Our show has moved variously in the recent past. Through all these moves and changes, you had stuck with our show, and we thank you. About 4 or 5 years ago, our show became a one-hour show scheduled for Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. We were not sure how to deal with the new time and day, but your positive reactions, reassuring input, and outright support assured us that the move to Sunday was going to work out. And since then, we've been really enjoying ourselves, coming together for a whole hour every Sunday afternoon. Here from the 2008 World Music Network collection titled Rough Guide to African Street Party is the Grupo Luquito with Esango Yako Bina to commemorate the 24 years of African Perspectives and to celebrate you, our listeners. Enjoy.
Yako kotana santi malanga yamondule boyato sepela elongo na esengo yako kotana santi malanga yamondule boyato sepela elongo na esengo. Oh,
sepela mbala na ye Mbala shari na mba ye Loboko na loboko Topende kobina Miziki ya ukito Topende koyemba Miziki ya ukito
Mbala na koi Koyoka miziki Fumo na mitema Koya mbalo kito Fumo na matoi Koyoka miziki Fumo na mitema Koya mbalo kito
Bina loquito, grupo loquito, música de topo, e bonita tobina loqueto, música de topo, música loquito.
Welcome back to the show. As we round up the year 2020, we are all aware how eventful the journey has been. The year 2020 is the 24th anniversary of African Perspectives on this radio station. It is also the anniversary of two great amendments to the American Constitution. It is the 158th anniversary of the 15th Amendment, which declared the rights of citizens in the United States to vote, irrespective of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. And it's also the celebration of the centennial of the 19th Amendment, which extended these voting rights to women. Significantly, 2020 has given us the first U.S. female vice president elect, and sadly enough, it is the year of COVID-19 pandemic. In commemoration of the good things that can be reported for the year 2020, and for all the great things that we can report for the year that is ending, including AP at 24, here is Vos Vacature with Sangare. We're playing the Nicodemus Remix edition. Enjoy. We'll be right back. It is our second show in December, and we are bringing you a double feature on today's show. As we bring you our final listeners' appreciation show for the year, we are also continuing our show's anniversary. We've been coming together for the last 24 years, and thanks to the ongoing pandemic and the restriction to avoid large gatherings in the interim, we've been having a reduced or subdued celebration with offerings of music and gifts to you, our listeners. Even though subdued, we're having a celebration that began Sunday, November 1, and will last through this month, December. We've been running two music giveaways already in the month of November, and we're running another set in December as we give away African music CDs every fortnight. Ultimately, our plan is to give away four African CDs to commemorate 24 years of African perspectives on WUGA. We had a winner last fortnight as Christy Singson of Athens won the second AP at 24 African Music Giveaway Fortnight No. 2 competition. Today, we're offering our third music giveaway, the first in December, as we'll be giving away the CD, The Pulse of Africa, the 2004 ARC music compilation of drums and rhythms from Senegal, Ghana, Mali, Congo, Botswana, Nigeria, and Mozambique. The questions in this round of the competition focuses on the African continent in terms of physical land and with special attention to the northern region of the continent. The original cutoff for this round of the giveaway was yesterday, but we are extending it by a week through Saturday, December 19, 2020. We'll be announcing the question for the fourth and final fortnight on our show next week. Our prize CD for this third fortnight is The Pulse of Africa, drums, rhythms from Senegal, Ghana, Mali, Congo, Botswana, Nigeria, and Mozambique. Here are the three questions. Question number one. Can you name one of the three largest and fastest growing cities in Africa? Number two. Famous pyramids are found in places like Mexico, Guatemala, and one African country. What is this country? And number three. Prior to 2011, Sudan was the largest country in Africa in terms of land mass. However, after the breakaway of South Sudan from Sudan, what country became the largest country in Africa by area? The competition is now open or continues to be open until Saturday, December 19, 2020. Please send in your answers via email to us at akinloye@uga.edu, and that is akinloye@uga.edu. Or you can reach us by text message at 404-428-9640. The number again is 404-428-9640 for your text entries. The listener that is fastest to submit the most correct answers will win the CD collection, The Pulse of Africa drums and rhythms from Senegal, Ghana, Mali, Congo, Botswana, Nigeria, and Mozambique. This is the giveaway CD for the first fortnight in December and the third fortnight in our two-month-long celebration. We wish all our listeners the best of luck, and we look forward to receiving all your entries for this fortnight number 3 of the AP at 24 music giveaway. For now, here is Angola's Bonga with Mulemba Changola. Today on African Perspectives. Enjoy.
Mulemba Changola. Ayuwe Mulemba Changola. Mulemba Changola. Ayuwe Mulemba Changola.
Kasanzu wabishila, menekenu mukwenu. Kubaza kwa mushime, menekenu kubata.
Mulemba Changola. Ayuwe Mulemba Changola. Mulemba Changola. Are you well, Mulemba Shangola?
Are you well, Luanda? Are you well, Gola? Are you well, Bahia? Etu Mujete.
Mulemba Shangola. Are you well, Mulemba Shangola? Mulemba Shangola. Are you well, Mulemba Shangola?
Mulembera Milena, da magia Kalundu. Angola ritual, Africa no solo tu.
Mulemba Shangola. Are you well, Mulemba Shangola? Mulemba Shangola. Are you well, Mulemba Shangola?
Salvador da tradição, Mulemba Shangola. Unidas nações, soltai-vos agora.
Mulemba Shangola. Are you well, Mulemba Shangola? Mulemba Shangola. Are you well, Mulemba Shangola?
The music from the 2008 World Music Network collection, Rough Guide to African Street Party. As we round up on today's show, our final listeners' appreciation show for the year, let us identify the main reason why we continue to have this quarterly dedication to you, our listeners. This year marks 2 decades and 4 years that we've been coming together to focus on and to celebrate Africa. We are excited to recognize your support and to thank you for working with us to make African Perspectives one of the longest running locally produced show on the WUGA. Kudos to each and everyone who has tuned in every week and also sent in their comments about the music and commentaries. We also appreciate those who send in music requests or who have endeavored to share their favorite African tunes with us for all of our listeners to enjoy. We salute all of you and pray for long life for all everyone. May the good times continue to roll. And as it is our practice, we are setting this show aside to express that sincere appreciation and let you know that we appreciate your continued support in various ways. In this year, or the years that this show has been on the air, you have continued to support our meager effort at promoting Africa. And without your support, this show will still not be on the air. As we thank you for supporting African Perspectives over these years, we are also grateful of your continued support of this public radio station, WUGA. With your support, WUGA continues its tradition of excellence in broadcasting. When we thank you for your effort individually, suggestions, as well as your feedback, it might not carry the desired weight. For you see, the survival of this show on this public radio station is largely because of your continued support. Without you tuning in each week, we will not have African perspectives on WUGA. We particularly want to send our best wishes to some of our listeners that have reached us since our third Listeners Appreciation Show last quarter. These listeners include Professor Lioba Moshi, retired UGA professor, Dr. Faris Johnson of Johnson and Multi Family Practice here in Athens, Ms. Christy Simpson, the winner of our APR 24 African Music CD giveaway fortnight number 3, Mrs. Stacy Court, who urges us not to forget to sing, and other faithful listeners such as Ms. Melinda Brooks Robin, who requested that we add a playlist to our show's summaries online. I'm happy to inform Melinda, as well as our other listeners, that we'll be including weekly playlists on the online summaries beginning in the new year. A big thank you to these and other longtime listeners of African Perspectives. We hope that you will continue to tune in and that this love affair will last a long time, if not forever. Here is Zimbabwe's late singer, songwriter, and Mbira star, Chiwonizo, with Nguva Ye Kufara. Enjoy.
Nguva Ye Kufara inokosha kupinda ye kusua. Nguva Ye Kufara inokosha kupinda ye kusua. Rekandi fare inguva yacho. Rekandi tambe ndiyo nguva yangu. Rega zvakadaro nguva yemafaro. Siya nditambe inguva yangu. Rega ndifare ndiyo nguva yacho. Rega nditambe nditambe nasi. Rega zvakadaro nguva yemafaro. Siya nditambe inguva yangu. Come on.
You're listening to African Perspectives on Athens Public Radio Station, WUGA. We are enjoying our final Listeners Appreciation Show for the year 2020. Interestingly, we are also continuing our show's 24th anniversary commemoration, even though subdued due to the ongoing pandemic. Our subdued celebration, which began on November 1st, will last through the end of this year. We are running music giveaways, two for each month of November and December. And so we're giving away a CD every fortnight. Ultimately, our goal is to give away four African CDs to commemorate 24 years of African Perspectives on the WUGA. We had a winner last fortnight as Christy Singson of Athens won the second AP at 24 African Music Giveaway Fortnight number 2 CD, which was The Rough Guide to African Rare Groove Volume 1. Today, we are offering our third music giveaway, the first in December, as we are giving away the CD The Pulse of Africa. This is the 2004 ARC music compilation of drums and rhythms from Senegal, Ghana, Mali, Congo, Botswana, Nigeria, and Mozambique. The original cutoff for this round of a giveaway was yesterday, but we are extending it by a week through Sunday, December 19. We'll be announcing the question for the fourth fortnight of our giveaway next week. For now, our prize CD for this third fortnight, as I said, is The Pulse of Africa, drums and rhythms from six African nations. Here are the three questions that which our listeners have to answer to win the CD. Number one, can you name one of the three largest and fastest growing cities in Africa? Number two, there are famous pyramids found in Mexico and Guatemala, but there's also one found in this African country. Which country is it? And lastly, Sudan was the largest country in Africa in terms of landmass before 2011. However, after the creation of South Sudan, what country became the largest country in Africa by area? The competition is still open and continues until Saturday, December 19, 2020. Please send your answers via email to us at akinloye@uga.edu or by text message at 404-428-9640. The listener with the fastest and most correct submission will win the CD, The Pulse of Africa, Drums and Rhythms from Senegal, Ghana, Mali, Congo, Botswana, Nigeria, and Mozambique. This is our CD giveaway for the first fortnight in December. We wish all of our listeners the best of luck, and we look forward to receiving all your entries in the fortnight number 3 of AP at 24 Music Giveaway. We will also be announcing the questions for our final fortnight on next week's show. Let us end today with a hearty congratulations to the under-20 national team of Uganda, the Hippos, for winning the Council for East and Central African Football Association under-20 trophy. They did this by defeating the defending champions, Tanzania Ngorongo Heroes, by score of 4-1 on December 3, 2020, right in Tanzania. The CECAFA Senior Challenge Cup is the oldest football FIFA-sanctioned competition in Africa, having been established in 1926. So congratulations to the Hippos of Uganda. For now, here's Congo's Bopo Masiamina with Samba Samba to celebrate the Ugandan Hippos and African Perspectives.
Samba to samba batata.
Let us wish the best of luck to all students in our listening area, especially students at the University of Georgia who are busy right now with final examinations, projects, and papers. We wish all of them success as we round up the semester and the calendar year. And as we on African Perspectives continue to commemorate 24 years of being on WUGA, let us close today's show by wishing all of us God's protection during this uncertain period as the world battles the COVID-19 pandemic. Let us not forget, not everything is cancelled. The sun is not cancelled. The season is not cancelled. Relationships are not cancelled. Love is not cancelled. Kindness is not cancelled. And more importantly, hope is not cancelled. We sincerely hope that we will all continue to follow the instructions and recommendations of health officials. We must ensure that we make the right choices to keep our loved ones and ourselves safe. Finally, on behalf of my colleagues working with me to bring you African Perspectives, Mr. Michael Cadden and Ms. Christina Justice, who, by the way, is departing from our show at the end of the term, we want to wish Christina all the best and say farewell. For now, we thank you for tuning in. For the celebration of 24th anniversary of all of us coming together to celebrate Africa on WUGA, for the answered prayers bringing us closer to peace in the Tigray region of Ethiopia, for our hope for peaceful and free and fair elections in Uganda, for saying farewell to one of the African Perspectives team, Ms. Christina Justice, for our political, medical, and public health leaders during this difficult and continuing COVID-19 pandemic, for the spirit of carefulness and never giving up that will ultimately save the world, and for you, our long-time listeners, who've been joining us weekly for the last 24 years. We thank God for Africa and all of our listeners. Whatever we do, we will not forget Africa. That'll be all for now. The views and opinions expressed on African Perspectives do not necessarily reflect those of this station, the University of Georgia, or the Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you for tuning in to African Perspectives on WUGA. On behalf of the African Perspectives team, I have been your host, Akindele Ojo, calling all Africans to the spirit of Ujamaa. A happy 24th anniversary to every member of the African Perspectives family, especially our listeners. We look forward to receiving your entries for our fortnight number 3 of the AP at 24 music giveaway. We also hope that you've enjoyed our final listeners appreciation show for the year. If so, tune in next week as we continue the commemoration on another edition of African Perspectives. Until then, I say Odiba, Kwaheri, Sanjima, Hachifo, Kombe, Subanana, Tiwanesa, Uriti, Dinawalu, and so long.